This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
49ers 1-0. We're talking about it. By the way, I know Bonte and Zucci are going to be locked in tonight because 7 o'clock, your Valkyries are taking on the Seattle Storm. Hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel via the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Bonte, Valkyries clinching a playoff spot in their very first season. It's pretty incredible.
Story of the season.
It's
story of the year in the Bay
not
Area.
Even close.
I swear to God, Natalie Nicasse, coach of the year, hands down. With all the injury, with all the injuries they've had, different lineups,
lost their all star.
I mean, it's a hell of a story, and they sold out every single game. Now I don't have to hear about Chase Sutter can't get loud. They moved to the city.
They didn't just sell out. They had the highest attended year of all time in the WNBA.
Year number one.
That is remarkable.
Oh, no doubt. It's the story of the Bay Area.
Yep.
Not even close. So I'll be watching that on my screen. I got the Giants tonight taking on the D-backs. Giants still got – I can't believe these jokers still got a shot, man.
Logan Webb, 200 strikeouts.
Dude, your
first
boy Jung-Hoo Lee.
Jung-Hoo Lee's on fire right now. Since August 1st, batting 341.
He's going the other way.
He gets credit. I give him credit. Give him credit when it's credit. Right. Again, we're talking about this. They have foundational pieces for 2026.
They do.
You know, I
don't hate it. Hey, I was on Justin Verlander's bandwagon, by the way.
No.
Don't
you were trolling me talking about they got no pillars. And I said, hey, dude, the Davis, Devers, I would bring Verlander back for $7 million. Verlander's been better than what the numbers suggest. Back into the rotation, what you got? You want to go bird talk and Winston up?
As a four or five, yeah. I don't
exactly.
I have zero problems with that. Zero problems.
I want to get into the Niners.
Okay? I'm a baseball guy. You know, come on.
No. I know, but we brought you in for football.
Okay.
So we can talk baseball if they can continue to stay in it. You know I want to talk baseball, but the audience wants to hear
three
football.
Three back, four with the tiebreaker.
Yeah, the audience wants to hear football.
I know, I hear.
Christian McCaffrey. I thought as a pass catcher, he was dynamic. Unbelievably dynamic. As a runner, there wasn't a lot of running lanes. I thought he was slightly hesitant. Let's give it a couple of weeks, and then I'll be able to make a full assessment. He had a couple of really nice jump cuts, some patient cuts back up the field. But as a pass catcher, I thought Shanahan did a great job with these little short controlled screens, these little angle routes. I loved the way they utilized him, and I loved the way they utilized Brian Robinson in tandem with Christian McCaffrey. I just thought it was a really well-designed play played, given that Seattle was looking to stop him.
Well, you had to change your game plan, right? Because George Kittle was injured, what was it, midway through the second quarter, hamstring.
Brutal.
They panned to him and he was in a baseball hat, I was like, why is he on the sideline?
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
He had an unbelievable camp. I mean, the guy, we always talk about the best player in camp, right? Ayuk has had that title. Fred Warner's had that title. Mm-hmm. George Kittle looked like a man possessed. I swear to God he was primed for a career year. And he has a baseball hat on. So then it's like, damn, you don't have your number one target in the pass game right now. So where do you go here? As Carter brings, wow.
What is going on?
Carter's bringing Spadoni coffee? Damn.
I forgot to add a sugar packet. That's okay.
Wow. Diva tendencies.
DTs, man. Wow. You're that guy now, Spadoni.
I mean, that's the
HR. You're that guy. I've never asked guys to get me coffee.
No, Sam would bring it to you constantly.
No, he never did. No, what he would do is say, hey, you got to go back. I'll bring it in for you. I'm like, nah, I don't want that.
Oh, he does that. When I say to do that, he says, no, you just got to suck it up. Wow. Okay. I know where I stand now, Sam.
It's amount of times I've brought all of you guys coffee.
Not
you have
me.
No right to talk.
I ask you to, but Carter did it for me. I'll right. remember that. There you go.
So McCaffrey,
I still can't get over the door opening and Carter walking in and handing Spadoni a coffee and him being like, yeah, you're supposed to bring me that coffee. And I can just tell by the face.
Hey, Carter, next time, sugar packet. Thank you.
Shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Continue.
Man, that's...
Does Christian McCaffrey need a sugar packet or two? 888-957-9570.
Leave that one alone, man. That's fine words.
What did you think of McCaffrey's utilization?
I mean, 31 touches, right?
But I'm not mad about... Because you got to win games early. We can worry about pitch count in, like, November. And I can worry about, spacing it out. We got to stack wins.
Well, you got to stack wins, and... You got to manage them throughout the week. That's, again, okay, even before the calf, we were having this discussion on Friday, where whether he came up with the calf injury or not, you're going to have to manage him throughout the week to get through 18 games and maybe the playoffs. So you rest him on Wednesday, you rest him on Thursday, limited participant, and he was ready to roll. The fact is that you saw no effects of the calf injury. He was cutting. He was bouncing. I love the two screenplays they ran. I've never seen a screenplay before.
Well, the
when
angle
they ran the Texas
one,
angle. That's yes. They ran it twice.
But
they
that, was it on, twice. That was on first or second and 10?
Well, they ran it twice. Once in the first half, once in the second half.
The second half
and
was the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, they ran it twice. They ran it once
and
in the first half. When I first, it was an angle route.
He
ran
and
an
he got
angle
hit from
route.
Behind.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't recall how he got tackled, but they ran it twice. And that's a new wrinkle where I've never seen a screenplay ran like that, where he runs an ankle route. Doom, you got the two linemen right there ready to block. I was like, wow, that's pretty creative by Kyle Shanahan and company. So he looked great in the pass game. I mean, he was everywhere in the pass game. And I thought he was a gladiator in the run game. Just getting the tough yards to keep the Niners on schedule, keeping them out of third and long situations. Him and B-Rob for that fact. So staying out of third and sevens. And having third and twos and third and threes to where, okay, we could call two plays here because we know the kicker is basically crapping on himself. We got to go for it on fourth down. So CMC was CMC, man. Again, he looked like that in training camp. I think there would be more lanes for him to run as the season prolongs here. So good on CMC. Got through first game. We'll hopefully limit the touches to maybe 20 to 25. But, hey, 31 big boy touches on Sunday.
What did you think about the distribution pass and run?
Great balance, I thought so, too. I love the balance. Again, they should have scored more points.
Yeah.
They should have scored more points. We know why they didn't score more points.
Well, they could have scored a touchdown on the Pearsall throw to the out. It was a brilliantly designed play. Pearsall's open.
Not enough zip on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Purdy's got to rip that one in.
And then I'm looking at this right now, and it was, 36 carries, obviously, for the offense, 26 throwing, but it was very balanced, a balanced attack.
Exactly.
And that's again, as we were all watching the Cowboys doc and waxing poetically about it, Norv Turner, balance. That's what they always talk about with this team. And that's when the 49ers are at their best, And they needed Christian McCaffrey in the passing game desperately after Juwan Jennings and Kittle both go out. Bonte, 9 receptions for 73 yards. And I truly believe this. If he just like wanted to be a slot receiver in the NFL, he could be one of the best, better ones because he just has the elite hands. You saw it multiple times on Sunday.
I mean, he's just a tick down for Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
That's who I've always thought Christian McCaffrey was, dating back to his Stanford days. I say, wow, he's not just a white runner. This guy's like Marshall Faulk.
Yeah.
Like, forget the skin color for a second because people fixate on that. This guy is a elite running back, and you see him at the top of the charts when it comes to having a receiving touchdown, a rushing touchdown in the same game. I mean, he's tight with Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
He can't play in the slot, and we see that. I saw that all camp where they had him in the slot, and I think we'll see more of that, Shasky, moving forward.
I hope
where
so.
Where B-Rob would be the lead back, McCaffrey go in the slot, maybe motion out of the backfield, and you utilize him in a pass game, and all of a sudden everybody's like, alert, alert, 23's in a pass game, and then you hand it off to B-Rob where he gets 7-8 yards. And as B-Rob gets more comfortable in the offense, you saw some of the tough running he provided on Sunday against Seattle.
Even if you lose a step, as a pass-catching running back, you can be highly effective later in your career. I was watching the Niner game, wild card game, 98 against Green Bay. Terry Kirby, old man Terry Kirby with no legs, is making plays out there. Kevin Faulk forever was making plays late in his career. So even if he, let's say he slows down between the tackles just ever so slightly, he can still be an effective pass catcher for years to come.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Now we got to see how he manages his injuries.
Of course, but yes,
there's no doubt. He has hands, better hands than maybe all receivers on the football team right now. I mean, seriously, he's got great hands.
Might be.
Hall of Fame hands. So I love the way they use him. Again, you mentioned it, Spadoni, balance, 31 carries. You got 22 from McCaffrey. You got 9 from Brian Robinson. I think that's what the Niners want every single game. They want to get to that 30 number.
I was watching Ricky Pearce. So I threw this comp out at Baldy. And you could agree, disagree. I think we do this thing like white guy plays like white guy. And you were talking about it regarding Chris McCaffrey.
They're always Wes Welker.
They're different body types. Because I think Pearsall's a little taller. And I don't think he's as fast, straight line fast as this guy. But Emmanuel Sanders reminds me of Pearsall. He's athletic. He gets past DBs. He makes tough catches in the middle of the field. I think his body contortion in traffic is better than I gave it credit for. I really like Pearsall as a receiver. Who does he remind you of?
This one, I'm not sure quite yet, but body type and the way he gets open. What about Garrett Wilson in New York with the Jets?
That's interesting.
He's not the fastest guy.
Yeah.
He's not the biggest guy, but he knows how to get open, and he runs great routes. I don't know if I see Emmanuel Sanders in him. I heard you ask that to Baldy. And I agree with Baldy in terms of, like, he's a little shorter than Sanders. Never know if he was that guy.
No, but I don't think Pearsall's that guy. I love him as a two. He might be the de facto one on this team this year. But, I mean, I like the player. Maybe I'm selling him too short. I don't know.
I got to wait on it. But right now, I'd see a little Garrett Wilson in this game.
That's interesting.
Where he just knows how to get open. He has good hands. Garrett Wilson makes every single play for the Jets. He's a stud. Now, I'm not saying Ricky Pearsall is Garrett Wilson. But when I was watching the Steelers in the morning and I saw Ricky Pearsall, I said, huh. That's interesting. It kind of reminds me of G. Wilson.
And he plays strong, too, which I appreciate about him because he's listed at .190, but even you were asking Baldy, and Baldy thinks he's a little bit bigger than Emmanuel Sanders, too.
Well, Emmanuel wasn't tall.
He's wiry.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And he was faster straight-line speed.
And Garrett Wilson, I was thinking Garrett Wilson, I was thinking Chris Olave, both similar types. But again, Chris Olave, by the way, got absolutely popped last week against, I think it was a Will Johnson, the rookie from the Cardinals. Oh, my God. I don't know if he's going to be available this week for the Saints, but that's another guy kind of like 180, 185, 6'1", 6'0". But I do think he could be a number one. Now, does he mean he's a number one like the way Justin Jefferson is?
Well, yeah, because like to me, bona fide number ones, there's only so many of those.
I hear you on that, but for this team, that connection, I mean, the guy had 4 receptions and 108 yards.
I mean, they're
that's number one kind of production, right?
And they're playing, Gage Jr. and Valdez Scantling in that game.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I was like looking at numbers, and I'm like, who's 83? Is that Valdez Scantling?
It was literally the Ricky Pearsall and Jackson Smith and Jigba show.
What? Yeah.
How many targets did Pearsall have on Sunday?
Seven.
Seven targets. He had
the bomb ski, the 45 yarder on the sideline. That was sick.
The first drive, he caught a big one over the middle of the field. It was a dime.
Yeah, it was a dime from Brock Purdy. Then he caught the next play where he goes out on the sideline and Purdy floats it over there. It was pretty good.
And we know that the trust factor is there with Pearsall. It's who else is Brock going to trust going forward?
DeMarcus Robinson's got to get back.
That suspension's killing him right now.
That's going to be a big boost to this offense because DeMarcus Robinson. I know it's just practice, and I don't want to go crazy. We know we did the trick.
He's like a legit wide receiver in the NFL.
He's an NFL player.
But you know what, though? When they put on the pads, he flashed every single day. And he's a big target. He's bigger than I thought he was. You know, 6'1", 6'2".
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's kind of big. He wears that number 5. And he was a big target for Brock Purdy. So I think he's going to help out tremendously in the pass game once he gets back after the 3-game suspension.
So there's so many things to break down in this game. Before I get to Shanahan and the play calling in regards to how he viewed the kicker and the kicker as a whole, offensive line. All the grades came out. My eyeball told me when I was watching the game on Sunday, and then I rewatched it again Sunday night, and again, you know, certain things Monday morning. I thought the offensive line was a work in progress for the Niners overall. I think a lesser quarterback would have been sacked a half dozen times in that first half. I thought Brock had some great instincts to get rid of the ball. What did you make of the offensive line, and in particular Trent Williams, who struggled last year and missed 7 games? He's supposed to be the guy. What did you think of his performance this week?
Look, they all struggled, and I watched it back a couple times here. Seattle's got a really good front. Jaren Reed, Byron Murphy II, Leonard Williams has been a stud. DeMarcus Robinson is trying to find the fountain of youth up there in Seattle.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
Ernest Jones is a really good. DeMarcus Lawrence. Ernest Jones.
Nice too.
Look, they returned 10 of their 11 starters. Seattle's defense over the last 8 games last year was on a heater, allowing only 147 points in those 8 games. They were getting better and better and better and better. And so let me see week 2, week 3, week 4 before I judge this offensive line. Yeah, they had their struggles up there in Seattle. Got to remember, it's probably the loudest outdoor stadium in all of football, right? Lumen Field. You got the fake crowd noise and the fake ass 12s with their jerseys on. What a phony ass fan base they are. Oh, my God. But see, you got silent counts.
The amount of red and gold out there was crazy.
Oh, it's been like that the last 4 years.
Yeah, Purdy's 4-0 up there.
Yeah, 4-0 up there.
Straight.
Hustle horrors, right? No longer for the 49ers. So they did struggle. Trent, I need to watch it more closely because I watched him a couple times and he got beat in pass coverage. He was getting beat there a little bit there. So does he need reps because he didn't play in the preseason? Hell, he didn't even play in the joint practices, which I understand because he is 37. And if you lose Trent, this offensive line just they crumble without Trent.
He went down, he got rolled up on, and I think we all said the same thing. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Trent, he may have struggled in his first game, but I'm going to give him a couple weeks because it's really his first game all season.
Well, and also, I do think that's the best defense you're going to be playing for quite some time. Like the Seahawks, we're going to look back at this win, I think, and say, wow, that was one of the better wins we had on the season.
Let's see given Arizona.
We'll see Arizona.
I think we're sleeping on Arizona.
We might be too. But I'm not sleeping on Mike McDonald and the Seahawks defense.
But they didn't have a Wosu, and they don't have a true edge rusher.
They don't. And the Saints team, who do they have? Cam Jordan, and I can't, like, who else? Right? Yeah, they don't really have anyone.
I'm not sleeping on them, though.
I'm not sleeping on anyone.
They were that game.
I'm giving the Seahawks a lot of credit, and for the 49ers to be able to do what they did against them.
Fair enough.
And I do think they could have scored more points, to Bonte's point. It could have looked a lot better in their favor, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And we're going to look back at this being a massive win. Do we want to go to a phone call here? Can we do that for 2 hours?
Let's go to calls. Yeah, I'm here for 2 hours.
JD is in Sacramento and wants to talk about, with Bonte, Shasky, and myself, the 49ers injuries. No, not that JD. Another JD in Sac. What's up, JD?
What's up, guys? Hey, just 2 quick points and I'll get out. I'll be fast. First, on the injury front, I heard you guys talking this morning. You know, why is this team continuing to get injured? It's the Shanahan scheme. It's the philosophy. The same things happen with Mike Shanahan in Denver. They want a smaller, more athletic team that can move. You're sacrificing size, and these guys are getting beat up. That's just kind of what's been happening since Kyle Shanahan's been here. Secondly, I was up in Seattle for the game on Sunday, my first ever road game. I've been to 100 Niner games in my life between Candlestick and Levi's. But I went up to Seattle this weekend with a couple of buddies, and we gave those fraudulent 12s the business. I rolled in there wearing a number 49 jersey with Hawk hater on the back, and only one fan gave me any kind of grief. The rest of them were complimenting me, wanting to take pictures with my jersey. They're frauds. They're trash. That place is not that loud. The fake crowd noise is very, very clear. And the Niners took over and took care of business. It was a heck of a time.
They are frauds.
I love that he said they were very friendly and nice, but they're trash.
I was up there a couple years ago. They are frauds. Seattle fans are frauds. They're terrible.
So we were talking about the injuries earlier today.
Blaming Shanahan for it.
I don't think that's fair. But like the game is violent to begin with. But If I was a part of the 49ers organization, and if this is any industry, and you were leading the league in top 10 in injuries year after year after year, I'm not saying it's anyone's fault, but you would evaluate what everything you're doing, and you would try to like compare and contrast yourself to others around the league. I don't know why. Is it physical play? Is it style of play? The type of players? Is it unfortunate? Is it surface area? There's a million things. Is it the prep? Is it the weekly rest? Like, who knows? But I can't put my finger on any one thing.
I'm thinking, you know, Bill Belichick used to hide injuries in New England.
Oh.
You think other teams hide their injuries and maybe they're as beat up as the 49ers? You just kind of shove it under the rug
last year they missed
competitive advantage?
There were four teams that were tied for the most missed games.
And the Niners are definitely
one of them.
No
so
doubt.
We could talk about like disclosing, not disclosing. Right. If you miss games, you miss games.
But just practices so far. But I'm with you. I mean, it's kind of – they had to cut Greg Joseph because they needed bodies in other places. Yep. Receivers, D-line, DBs, everybody was dropping like flies in training camp. It was wild. I mean, what's the name? Junior Bergen was like running with the first team one of the days. Bergen or whatever his name is. Number 86 is on the P squad right now. Yep. So I don't know. I don't know what you can do. They play on grass.
Here's what I would do. I'm being real. This is going to sound absurd. I would hire an outside firm to come in and just just evaluate everything we're doing,
right.
And then you know find out around the league who are the teams that are the most injured, who are the least injured. Find out what they're doing and just put together a report.
I do find it funny though.
What?
I do find it funny.
You think that's absurd?
No. I do find it funny though. We're only the 49ers. I wonder if any team or fan base. Yeah. Looks at it like this, where we look at their stretches to see if they're stretching properly.
Well, that's
like we know.
I think that's going too far.
No, but that's where we're at. Well, like we've got people evaluating how they stretch. Fans in the crowd say, "Hey, I go to practice. This is what they do with a stretch." I don't know what they're doing.
We're evaluating sleep in the NBA. So if you don't think we're evaluating how NFL teams stretch, like we're beyond that point.
We need the right sleep number for sure. 2024, the Niners are the most injured team. This is via Warren Sharp. You know Warren Sharp is, Bonte. Guy's locked in all the different stats and the data and everything. He's a great follow at Sharp Football on Twitter. So 2024, the number one most injured team. 2023, number 29 most injured team, the Niners, went to the Super Bowl, obviously. 2022, the ninth most injured, but they got to the NFC Championship game. You guys were there at Lincoln Financial Field. 2021, the number three most injured team, but they still got to the NFC Championship game that year. 2020, the number one most injured team. Remember that MetLife back-to-back where they just everyone was dropping like flies. Bosa, Jordan Reed.
They were blaming COVID for that year.
No, that was the field.
I'm joking.
2019, the sixth most injured, but also got to a Super Bowl. And then 2018, the number four most injured team.
George Kittle, right now he's injured. Let's just play this out. So if day one of the injury was September 7th, 1 week being out would be the Saints game. 2 weeks out would be the Cardinal game, the 21st. That feels aggressive. 3 weeks out is the Jaguar game. That would be three full weeks. But here's the caveat. You play the Cards, and then you turn around and play, you play the Jags, you turn around and play the Thursday Rams on Thursday night. That would be about 4 weeks.
Three and a half.
I would probably, if you ask me today, even though I know you have to hold these designations and you don't want to waste them, I would probably put Kittle on IR and say you're returning October 12th.
Yeah, you probably just tell them we'll see you in Tampa Bay, right?
What do you think?
Because it's George Kittle.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's just unbelievable the first half. And you know, I heard from somebody said, man, you know, guys like him, maybe they work out too hard in the offseason. I don't know if that has any correlation with being injured in week one.
The guy did not miss.
Yeah, exactly. This guy didn't miss a practice in training camp for crying out loud. Unless Shanahan said, hey, this is vet day. Stay off the football field. So I don't know. I don't know what you do with George Kittle, but that Rams game could be a pretty big game. And if George Kittle's ready to roll, you know what Shanahan's going to do? Hey, you're going to play Thursday night. We know you got an extended break. You get the weekend off, and then you go down to Tampa Bay to play. We're going to play you against the L.A. Rams.
Well, remember, he missed last year's game against the Rams in L.A., too. Yep. And this is where
that was the Juwan Jennings game.
That was the Juwan Jennings, Ronnie Bell, Jake Moody. It was a lot of people's games.
Moody and Ronnie Bell.
So that gets me to special teams.
Yeah, so let's stop burying the lead here.
The special teams. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.